views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time. I've been traveling around the globe sharing life-transforming information and meeting really cool people along the way, visionaries and speakers, authors and magicians, energy movers, and it is my pleasure to share this inclusive information in an expansive way to empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in if you want to feel some shifts at 1-800-930-2819. And I just wanted to introduce my guest today. My guest is Leroy Maloof, who is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and via Skype for individual sessions, and he teaches the positive power of being neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease of living by reacting less to themselves and others and external forces. You know, I met Leroy about 4 years ago in Philadelphia, and we've been working together ever since. And we've been empowering each other to move energy for ourselves and for others, and you know, to expand our skills and you know, just share valuable information with all of you. So it's a total pleasure to have Leroy here on the show. Welcome, Leroy.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's great to hear your voice. You and I have both been so busy. We haven't really had much time to share, you know, with each other lately. So I also, before I forget, Leroy, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
When was your birthday?
April 12th.
Am I on April 12th? Are we allowed to say your age?
Oh, of course. I'm 82 years old.
82 years young.
82 years young. I'm actually in my 83rd year, you see.
I just have to share a quick story about Leroy. Leroy and I went to Egypt together, and what I love about you, Leroy, is you walk your talk. And Leroy, you know, chronologically is 82 years old now, and he's more like about, I don't know, he's younger than most 25-year-olds at heart. And you know, when I went to Egypt with Leroy, he was flying in and he wasn't getting in till midnight. And so I had arranged a tour of the pyramids. And I said to, you know, I said to the tour guide, you know, maybe let's do it at noon because he's not getting in till midnight. And it's a, you know, a 12-hour flight or whatever. And he is 80, you know, you were 80 at that time. And she said, oh, is he going to require a walker? And I said, no, that won't be a problem. But, you know, it was so funny because at 8 o'clock in the morning, I receive a phone call from Leroy at my hotel room. And he's like, why are we not at the pyramids? I've had my swim. And I've answered all my emails, and I'm ready to go. And I just laugh so hard because this is Leroy, and it's so wonderful that, you know, you're such an inspiration for me and for so many people. And you know, you know, I know you love clearing energy, and you know, today you had wanted to talk about clearing our biggest symptom, which is lack of total self-acceptance. So do you want to tell us a little bit about that, Leroy? What, tell us what's going on with that.
Well, you know, normally we talk about the symptoms that people are feeling the most. You know, it may be, oh, I've got this back pain, or I'm depressed, or whatever it may be. And we go about clearing away those symptoms, and it happens, you know, quickly. And then, though, after working on myself and others, what I realized is that we have an even bigger symptom, which is not loving and accepting every aspect of ourselves just the way we are right now. And again, my favorite way of thinking about our energy being strong or weak is that five-year-olds laugh an average of 300 to 500 times a day, and the average adult is only like 5 to 15 times. And on a bad day, we have trouble finding one. So what happens is we go from being strong to 90% of our life when we're five, and the average for adults is like 15 to 20. By that, I mean, for example, anytime we're judging ourselves, judging others, feeling resentment, irritation, frustration, insecurity, hurt, wounded, fears, our energy is going weak. And that's what makes up 80% of our life. You know, being irritated by slow drivers, being frustrated when communication doesn't work.
That's a good one.
and so we've gotten so used to it that that even down at the cellular level, we begin to think that weakness is our natural state.
Yeah, you know, that's so untrue. It's not our natural state. Our natural state is infinite potential.
Well, and at age five, wellness is on automatic. And still, even at any age, some of our wellness is on automatic. Every second we live, 15 to 20 million new cells are being created in our body. Every second. So we have that kind of wellness automatic, and we need to get back to full wellness on automatic.
Yeah, and this is, you know, crucial for a lot of people, because when you think about it, you know, I've been studying a lot about this, about how is it possible that remote healing is possible, and how is it, you know, that we can return to homeostasis, and it is our natural, the universe has a natural order, the nature, you know, our nature has a natural order, and so you know, we can fall into that order rather easily. And this is the thing that a lot of people don't realize, is that when we become aware of what the real issue is, that then we can step into that wellness with more ease. So we're going to be taking a short intermission in a minute here, so I don't want to get into anything too long. But for you yourself, you know, you're 82 now, and you're like so young. Just quickly, in one sentence, tell us how that is, and then we're going to go up for a break and come back.
Well, it's because I clear my symptoms and don't dwell on what causes us to go weak. In other words, if you think of the yin-yang circle with an S in between that usually shows light and dark. We accept what's in the light in ourselves. We don't accept what's in the dark in ourselves.
And all right, we're going to come back, and I'm going to get you to expand on that.
Okay.
You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen, and we're going to be right back to make more shift happen.
Change things that I feel.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right? Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. And before we continue, Leroy, can you just share your contact information with everyone so I don't forget?
Right. My website is Energetic Wellbeing, all one word, energeticwellbeing.com or EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. That's also my email address, Leroy@EWBP.com. And my phone number is 508-375-6452.
And I just also wanted to let the listeners know that you feel free to call in. The number is 1-800-930 if you're listening and you would like to have an energetic shift. It's 1-800-930-2819. And just before the break here, we were talking about the yin-yang symbol. And so you're going to share some more of that with us, Leroy. Tell us about that.
Oh, yes. And I also want to mention, too, Colette, that if you go to the website and click on videos, you'll see 16 of me working with clients there and on YouTube.
Oh, right. Thank you for reminding me of that. Okay, so okay. People can go there and really see you in action.
Exactly. Now let's go to this, back to the yin-yang. We talk about, we all have male, female, light and dark. And I remember growing up, feeling rejection not feeling like I wasn't being heard, believing I couldn't fit in, feeling frustrated at not getting things done. Now, those are all kind of normal feelings as you're growing up and as an adult at times. But when we have those feelings, what we've been told is that that's not healthy. That's not the right thing to be feeling. Well, it's normal. And, of course, those kind of feelings our energy does go weak to. But we need to be strong to that as well. In other words, we need to be strong to every single thing in our life. Because if I'm saying, oh, gosh, I'm feeling rejection, and I'm rejecting that feeling, then my energy's going weak.
Mm-hmm. So even you saying those words right now, I could just feel the weakness in the rejection and then the rejection of the rejection.
Exactly. Yeah. And we don't realize, because we've been thoroughly indoctrinated to say, this is what you should feel, this is what you should not feel. You know, this is what you should or shouldn't do, must or mustn't do, can or can't do. And we get that from all quarters, from family, from religion, from work, from school.
Yeah, and it's interesting when you get into the habit of testing the energy. A lot of times when we're really upset, we think it's coming from inside of us, and a lot of times it's not. It's coming from all of those things that you just mentioned that are from outside of us, the conditioning of our upbringing, and the cultural influences and all of those things. So when we're shifting like that, it's when we get into that place where we're really emotionally distraught, that's a reaction we're having. Do you want to talk about that, how to shift the reaction into calmness?
Sure. For example, let's say a client is feeling a pain around their neck, and it's really bothering them. It's tight. It's pain. They're upset about it, depressed about it. It doesn't seem to go away. There's a couple of things you can do. And one is to get neutral to it. By neutral, I mean it's a place of being calm, non-reactive, kind of observing what's going on, present. And also then not letting things bother you. But to get to neutral, you have to go to what's bothering you and get strong up and down your midline to that. For example, with this client, what's bothering you about this pulling and pain around your neck? Well, she said, it just feels like I can't get well. And so you say, well, what's bothering you about not getting well? And she says, well, I'll just stop functioning. And you keep tracking that down to see what she's afraid of and what's bothering her the most, get her strong to it, and then she doesn't react to it anymore.
Yeah, and this is like so crucial, is that what I have noticed working with a lot of clients is that people are afraid to look at what's really bothering them. They're afraid to look at themselves closely because they're afraid that it's going to be so ugly they won't be able to handle it. And so then, we suppress it instead of facing it. And that causes more and more weaknesses in us as we go. And so we want to strengthen that for everybody, even listening in right now. As Leroy and I are talking, we're also clearing energy for people who are listening in now or who may be calling in later. And before we continue, I just wanted to share a result from last week on the radio show. We had a mom call in, and she was kind of really feeling a lot of stress because her daughter was going off to a world competition for dance. And she really, really felt really well. She's really excited to say that usually when her daughter's competing, her heart races, and she had none of that whatsoever after last week's radio show. And I just wanted to congratulate her daughter, Shay, who placed. She's 13 years old. I've been working with her to clear the blocks that she might have around doing well in the dance. And she went out there at her very first world competition, and she came in number 37 out of 198 girls, and fifth out of all of United States. So congratulations, Shay. Really, really, really proud of you. And so I just wanted to mention that before I forgot, Leroy. Like, these are some of the ways that we can, you know, if we clear the weaknesses around what the steps that we're about to take in our lives, we can handle difficult and chaotic situations by, you know, like you said, being objective, and that clears our focus. So, you know, how would you say we can sharpen our skills for positive interactions so that we're not going to that weak place?
Well, the flip side is, we need to also get strong to our best scenario, because we set up expectations, and if those expectations aren't met, we react, and that weakens us. So we also find our best, and again, get our energy strong, so that we get neutral to that as well. Now,
and
another.
So you're saying, like, with the yin yang symbol, like, we want to get strong to both extremes.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we can be somewhere in the middle. Like, if we're in the middle, talk about that for a second. What about being in the middle? That bugs a lot of people too. Then they feel stuck.
Well, of course, yeah. Let's go back to neutral a minute. There are some definitions of neutral that say, oh, you're laissez-faire, you're not going anywhere, you're not doing anything. But that isn't the definition that we're talking about when we're talking about our energy and our strength. When you're neutral, you're coming from a very, very strong place. Well, let me say it a different way. For example, my wife and I have known each other about 61 and a half years. And when I first heard about neutral, you know, it said, well, you have to be detached from everything. I said, well, that's not going to work. I'm detached. I love her. I support her. And then I realized that you can be attached and neutral. So when I think of her, I say, well, I want to be neutral to absolutely everything she says, thinks, or does, and neutral to everything she doesn't say, think, or do, which lets her be herself and lets me be myself and keeps me from reacting.
Ah, that's a cool explanation, because sometimes when you talk about neutrality to people, I mean, so many people are told, you know, think positive. And, you know, at a on a scientific level, you know, every atom is made up of, you know, electrons, protons, and neutrons. And you can't turn an electron into a proton. And you can't turn a proton into an electron. So, you know, it's impossible to turn a positive or a negative into a positive or a positive into a negative. It's more about getting, you know, neutral to that. It's not about being indifferent. It's about being, like you said, from that really, really strong place where, you know, that's where magic happens, wouldn't you say?
Yes, absolutely. Well, and let's go back to this example, too, of a lady pulling, a feeling of pulling around her neck and pain there. And I said to her, another way of thinking about how to get strong with that is, what are the life issues? And she said, I said, you know, what in your life all around you is painful to you? And she said, well, I can't think of anything. Then a few days later, I got an email from her, and she says, oh, well, you know, I really hate loud music. And my neighbor plays loud radio all day long. And bright sunlight, I can't stand bright sunlight. And she went down the list, and I said, I emailed her back. I said, you're right on target. Those are the life issues that are causing the pulling and the pain around your neck. And so I said, let's get you strong to those.
And so what happened?
Well, it's going, the pain and pulling is going away.
Don't you love it? You know, like, we could tell ourselves, oh, there's something wrong with my neck, and we could go and have, you know, have massages, whatever. But unless you address those weaknesses that were in her physical environment, she's going to continue to have that pain and wonder why. And this is what's so awesome about this. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Feel free to call in if you want to for an opportunity to shift your life to better. No judgment. We won't embarrass you on the show. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's deerdefence@gmail.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny, and I have the wonderful Leroy Maloof here with me today. Feel free to call in. We do have a caller. The number is 1-800-930-2819. We have you on the line. Are you there?
I'm here.
Awesome. So what would you like to have Leroy work on for you?
How
would you like shifted today?
Dear Colette and Leroy.
Hi there.
I've been working on myself for quite some time, and I think there's still some worthiness and self-acceptance and fear issues happening, and I would love to get some help with that.
Fear.
Okay, can you describe what kind of fears are coming up for you?
Well, the fear, I believe it's a fear to move on in my life, to trust more, to, you know, fear of a great love, fear of a great job, you know, to the next step, to let go of my present situation that's pretty comfortable, but it's hard at the same time.
Uh-huh. So let's do this from a neutral perspective. What's the worst thing that can happen to you if you stay stuck in this fear?
I think my body will just keep breaking down and I'll be tired and look bad and low energy.
And what's worse than that?
Well, after that will be, a different dimension, right?
Hey, well, maybe you're on one now.
Well, for a person, it's usually worse to be like incapacitated and still living,
mm-hmm.
and not able to function. So let's clear a few hundred quadrillion layers and get you neutral, being totally incapacitated, stuck with the fear, not able to function in any way, shape, or form ever again.
It's coming up a lot of fear of paralysis, like paralysis of the body, paralysis of the spirit, paralysis of the soul actually is coming up also. On an energetic level, we just clear all those experiences that your soul has had of being paralyzed.
Okay, so now let's focus on what's your best scenario.
Oh, wow. That will be physical activities every day, working in a very inspiring job, being active, like you in the morning, swimming in the morning. You know, it's just full of life and radiant and touching people's life like you folks do all the time.
There we go. And you know what? You're such a good example of that, Leroy. When I met Leroy, I was like, whoa, I better pace myself because he's still going strong at 80 and it doesn't look like he's going to be stopping anytime soon. So, Leroy,
right.
Continue.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Ravel, to see again, we need to get neutral to our best scenario because we set up expectations, and if they're not met, we react and then tend to get discouraged. So we're going to, again, strengthen you to this great expectation you're talking about, the desired state, very active, working in a great job, radiant, energetic, and let's get you neutral to that.
Hey, lots of money, too.
Yeah, and lots of money.
Lots of money. High prosperity with ease. Let's get you strong and neutral to that as well. So now, when you think of fear, does anything bother you?
I think that fear, now the first word that came out was love.
Love.
When you
fear of love?
Yeah, love.
Okay, you see, I believe the difficulty there is in your life that love hurts. Do you resonate with that?
Yes.
You've had experiences when love hurts.
Yes, many of them.
Many of them. Okay. We need to get you neutral to love hurting always with everybody, no matter who it is, close, distant, everybody you meet, love hurts. And neutral to the opposite, which is love always being totally unconditional, accepting, supporting, always having your back, so you're not neutral to that either. So we're going to clear another few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that.
Yeah, and there's a weakness coming up that, you know, if he has that he might lose it. And that would be so painful to get it and then lose it again. It's like he just would rather just not have it, and then he doesn't have to go through that pain. So we want to clear that.
Yeah, good one.
The discomfort. Good one. Yeah, yeah. Let's get you strong to that you could have that and then lose it again. People don't like losing things, but the law of the universe is that if you lose something, you will find it. That's why a lot of people, when they go on a diet and they lose weight, then they look to find it again. And so we want to strengthen you more to putting that more towards your finances, that any of the money you put out there, it's like a wave. You put it out there into the ocean, and then the ocean returns the wave back to you in many ways, shapes, and forms. It's just a form of energy. So we strengthen you to that also. What else are you picking up, Leroy?
Raul, I believe that we need to get you neutral to bad things always happening after good things happen. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get you neutral. Bad things always happening after good things happen.
Were you raised really religious?
Yes.
What religion?
South America. Catholic.
Oh, okay. That's a common Catholic thing. I got it right away. I was raised Catholic also. And it's kind of like, you know, if things are going too well, then the other shoe's going to drop for sure, you know. And so a lot of people that are raised in that religion have that fear. And so we just clear that, all your ancestors before you, after you, everybody in that country, actually. Let's just get everybody strong to that, that great things could happen and that the other shoe doesn't have to drop.
So then we need to get you neutral to the flip side. Is only good things happening after good things happen.
There we go. That's more fun.
And only good things happening after bad things happen. So we're going to get you neutral and strong to that as well.
Yeah, there was a real weakness there. So that's, you know, that feels way better now, Leroy. Good call. How are you feeling, Raul?
I'm feeling very peaceful. I was just coming up with a question, if it's okay.
Yes.
Sure.
All this instability happened when I moved to the States about 20 years ago. My world changed a lot. And I just thought about bringing that up now that we're talking about all this stuff.
Did you say you left Brazil?
No, Chile. I'm from Chile.
Chile.
All
right. So we just clear leaving that country and entering this country. There's a lot of immigrant energy coming up. So we just clear that, all the fears of the people that have come into North America from other countries. What else are you picking up, Leroy?
Sadness and grief over people you left behind and may not see again.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, this happens a lot when people emigrate to another country, or a person joins the army and goes away and doesn't come back, or someone takes a job in a different city and doesn't come back. And so you get grief from both sides and sadness. So we want to clear away all the grief and sadness and strengthen you for connecting in ways that you will find fulfilling as well.
How are you feeling, Raul?
I feel like this, like something's coming down towards like my bellies. Like this, I've been having trouble connecting with my power center. So now that you're talking, I'm like, okay, I feel more grounded. Like it's coming down to that area. It's a very peaceful feeling.
And Raul, I'm also feeling better energy flowing into your legs and into your feet. Do you notice that?
Great.
And what, it's coming up when you said that, Leroy, that he's ready to move forward now.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's when the legs start trembling like that. It's the vibration goes through them. It's when you want to move forward. So thank you so much for calling in, Raul, and sharing with us.
Thank you very much.
And feel free to get in contact with us and let us know how it works out for you.
I will, for sure. Thank you so much, Colette.
All right. Awesome.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Raul. So I just wanted, Leroy, for you to share your contact information with people one more time, because we're going to go for a quick break again.
Okay. Again, my website is energeticwellbeing.com or EWB as in boy, P as in Paul.com. Email address is Leroy, Leroy, at EWBP.com. And the phone number is 508-375-6452.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You know, it's wonderful. We're just going to strengthen everybody to what we were shifting for Raul. This is Colette Marie Stephan with you're listening to The Truth is Funny. And we are going to take a quick intermission here and we'll be right back to make more shift happen.
you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit IamEnergy.ca.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest today is Leroy Maloof, and we are joining forces to clear some serious energy for all of you on the Higher Self Network. And we have Deneen from Surrey, BC in Canada on the line. Deneen, are you there?
Hi.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Awesome. I'm always awesome when I'm hanging out with Leroy. What can we do for you today?
I'm calling in about, I'm currently working on my degree, and then I plan on, it's come to me that I really want to open my own practice, and I don't know how that's going to be. I want to be like a life coach and stuff like that. And when my life is really starting to move and I'm starting to step into my power, the part of me thinks that I'm unworthy and that I'm not going to be able to do it, right? I get worried that I can't handle my school, and I go there all the time. No matter what I do, there's part of me that can't get that part. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so it's not that you can't. It's that you've convinced yourself that you can't. Leroy, go for it.
There's a couple of things going on in relation to that. One is when you are in that place and have that talk inside, you get sensations. The sensations as going would be unworthy. And it feels like you've got about 60 of those. And the difficulty with the sensations is that they're basically hidden and trapped inside. And we struggle with them inside. And then we think we have to struggle with life. Are you resonating with what I'm saying so far?
Mm-hmm. And what I really caught there was unworthy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so what we want to do is, because that those feelings get reinforced by negative emotions, I'm picking up about 10, 20, 30 of those. and also what we call negative spiritual experiences. And there's about 30 of those. And then these get reinforced by negative anticipation of what's going to happen. And that's about 50 or 60. So we're going to take all the way, all those things are reinforcing each other, get you strong to every one of them. Your energy needs to be strong to unworthiness, to all the sensations that go with that, the negative emotions. And then we want to deprogram it all off off the computer in your brain and then reprogram to the real you. That's the unconditional love, the divine blueprint, the I am that you were going to reprogram to that.
Yeah, and this is something that I've been really noticing with people. And, you know, that we want to make sure that you're plugged into your heart. So, you know, that you're following your authentic desires. Because a lot of times what people will do is they can be very, very successful and appear successful to society, but if they're not following their heart's path. So we want to strengthen that for you, that you're going to plug into your heart, and then we clear this energy that's coming in, you know, on your midline, so that you can, you know, follow your heart. And when you're in that place of that consciousness of all of humanity, where you're following your heart, you're able better to take the consistent steps of action that are going to propel you forward really with ease and effortlessness. And so we strengthen that for you and for anyone else listening in right now. I'm picking up a lot of energy about that these days. People feeling like they should do things, have to do things, would do things, all of that. Let's just clear all of that.
And we also want to strengthen you to not only being able to imagine it, but having that imagination become reality.
Mm-hmm. There, yeah, that feels stronger now. How are you feeling about it? When you get in touch with thinking about that, how does it feel to you?
It feels good.
It feels more possible. The word that came up as soon as you said good was possible. So let's take the good and bad out of it for you. Good, not good, bad, not bad. We just get you really strong to possible. Every challenge is really just like a possibility wrapped up like a challenge, just to make it more interesting. There you go. That feels like stronger. What about you, Leroy? I'm just picking up. There's just like a wisp left.
We want to also strengthen you for feeling of expanding and resilience and enlightening. And opening. We're going to strengthen all that to your 100% positive infinity.
Awesome.
And what do you notice when we do that?
I feel like things, what people think and what's going to happen doesn't really matter. It's going to happen. Like, I don't feel as worried about that.
Cool.
Awesome.
Let's get you also neutral to what other people think, say, or do. And neutral to what other people don't say, think, or do. So you really are strong and resilient with being who you are and taking your steps forward.
Yeah, and you have children, do you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so let's clear all the schooling stuff from your children, that the concerns you have for them and the concerns you have for your own schooling. And so we just strengthen you to that, letting go of any of those that are bothering you right now. And bothering them, actually, too. So we just let that go. So that you're actually strengthening your children as you're strengthening yourself. How does that feel now?
Good.
Good.
Fabulous.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. You know, I want to thank you, Leroy. Leroy and I were just saying on the intermission that I said, wow, this reminds me of when we were in Egypt. And Leroy was at the class and someone had a very sick relative that had become seriously ill, like overnight at the hospital, a young man. And so I went to the hospital in Egypt there and I through that traffic and got there and we were shifting this young young man. I was at the hospital, and Leroy was on the phone, and we were tag teaming each other, and we have a lot of fun doing that, don't we, Leroy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's fun when you start really doing this and you start getting into the habit of moving energy, what happens is it becomes more and more clear all the time. And so you start really, when you work with someone, and you work with someone quite a bit, what happens is you start to, it's almost like you're having a conversation without, the words. And so I just love working with you, Leroy. It's been such a pleasure to have you on the show. I just want to share a little bit of my contact information, and then we'll come back and say goodbye to everybody. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, and I have a new Facebook page, The Truth is Funny with Colette. And when you sign up for that, or like my page, you'll get a free PDF and a recording about how to clear the waters of the world with crystals. It's kind of a fun way to do it. I also have my energetic upgrade seminars coming up with Mark Kettenbach. Mark and I are actually having a call on Thursday, April 17th, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And that's 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Time. I'm speaking out at Spring Festival of Awareness on April 25th and 27th. I'm on Dr. Pat's radio show. I'm excited about that on April 29th with Kristen Howe with Live Big Media on April 29th. So it's a busy week for me for interviews. And I'm really looking forward to my upcoming seminars with Mark. You can find more information about that at www.energeticupgrade.com. And we will be in Toronto on May 7th. In Germany on May 7th, and on May 14th with free demos, and then the seminars after. So, Leroy, I just wanted to just touch base with you again and say thank you so much for being on the show. And do you have any parting words here that you would like to share with people?
Thank you for having me on the show, Colette. It's been a delight as always. And I just want to remind people that you want to be energetically strong every day. I just published my first book in December. You'll see it on the website. And chapter 13 gives directions on how to be strong every day. That's a great place to be in your life.
Yes, and congratulations on your book. What's the name of your book?
Knowing and Living Your Purpose.
Yes, and I've read your book several times.
Thank you.
Because I had the pleasure of being working with Leroy, and he sent me his book before it was published. And, I really enjoyed it then, and I have to say I enjoyed it even more when I was holding it in my hands. Really, really proud of you, Leroy. I just wanted to say to all the listeners that Leroy is very close to my heart, very wonderful man. Someone that I have a great, great deal of respect for. And I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Leroy. And thank you all the listeners, and for Raul and Deneen for calling in. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And we'll be back next week on Wednesday to learn about pollination and bees. That's going to be cool. Bye for now. Let's make some more shift happen.
Goodbye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst? So that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you. When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.